This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, finally rejoined by my colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner, who was on a bit of an adventure down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He brought back some cool music for us to listen to.
Hola, amigos. Yes, absolutely, Josh. It's great to be back, and I was in Buenos Aires for a number of weeks, and I brought back some music from there, especially by one of my favorite bands, Los Besos. But we also have some other great stuff from all over Latin America, including the return of the absolute king of Puerto Rican salsa, Eddie Palmieri himself, in his 80s and still making great music. But what are we starting with today?
Well, Ernesto, I thought we'd start things off with a band in my neck of the woods. Yes, the San Francisco Bay Area. The name says it all. Hispanic All-Stars. This is a motley crew featuring members of Santana, Tower of Power, Los Mocosos, Primus, and Spearhead. They're releasing their second album, Old School Revolution, and I'm digging this track, Crystal Blue Persuasion. It's in fact a cover of a classic Tommy James song. Let's take a listen.
New vibration, crystal blue.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to some excellent brand new music. We just heard Diamante Eléctrico, and I think it's fair to say, Josh, that Diamante Eléctrico has become sort of the most important, the edgiest, the coolest rock band in Colombia right now. They've released a number of albums, and they're getting better and better. This was the track Nefertiti from their album Buitres. These guys really have a talent for song titles and album titles. Of course, Buitres means vultures. And I also enjoyed the African vibe in this track, Nefertiti, didn't you?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, Diamante Eléctrico is a band that I think keeps getting better and better. And, you know, I've mentioned on the show before that a couple years ago, they were selected by Foo Fighters to open several South American shows. But that song I really dug because, you know, a lot of times Diamante Eléctrico are just doing their kind of like hard blues rock thing. But this song showed a little bit of African influence. And it's just kind of funky, sticks in my head all the time. And speaking of funky, although this time on the hip hop side of things, one of my favorite rappers is Uruguay's Santi Mostafa. Very interesting rapper of Egyptian Uruguayan heritage. It came to attention of a lot of people after his song Las Mil y Una Noches was featured in the X-Men Logan movie. He is back with a brand new single, which I'm loving. It's a very hard-hitting, cool song, partially inspired by the movie The Fight Club. This song is called El Club de la Pelea, which of course translates as The Fight Club. Let's take a listen.
Pensamos, local actuamos. El sistema nos zarpó y no queremos comernos malos mocos. Mostafa, el rapero, garrafa pa' tu cajero. No zafa ni en pedo, exploto. A esos hijos de perra no los veo, no los voto. Pero ese es solo el primer paso de rescato. Uno de sombra, uno de trote, uno de bolsa. Nuestro gimnasio son las cloacas. Nuestro gremio, una sociedad secreta. Nuestro objetivo, hacernos respetar. Y todo lo que tenés te ata. Economía de trueque para mi flota. Todo lo que no te fortalece te mata. Costilla rota, fatality de resaca. Próximo bar, próxima piñata. No le contés a nadie de nosotros. Nuestro gremio, una sociedad secreta. El club de la pelea, unos monstruos. Próximo bar, próxima piñata. No le contés a nadie de nosotros. Nuestro gremio, una sociedad secreta. El club de la pelea, unos monstruos. Ando sin heridas en el rostro. Pero estoy sangrando en cada rima, prima. Mejor no preguntes por nosotros, que somos la sombra de la cantina. El under es nuestro sin tener el trono. Sentado en la vereda me corono. Estoy con mis colegas, el mundo distorsiono. Las palabras pegan, no te sirve el plata o plomo. ¿Cómo que no? Mira cómo quedó Bolton. Somos pequeños, me encuentro hablando con Horton. Llego a un acuerdo con el Sheriff Gordon. De la noche caballero, pero todo roto. Próximo bar no me implica un reto. Movida clandestina, la cantina y sus secretos. Santana no es un santo, lo siento. Estoy pronto para cada encuentro. Próximo bar, próximo.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Ella tingo ya tambo maito no me.
Maito no me.
Ari preti ya tambo maito no me. Asoyia ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Asokuya ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Masanke ya mananke ya musate ya como koki bode, aparte monde, yangse yangse yangse. Soma nake ya bombo imake, anewa kesawa kandi. Babara kuba da se anawa kidi bana kufa sabe sabe. Ella tingo ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Ari preti ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Asoyia ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Asokuya ya tambo maito no me,
maito no me.
Maito no me.
Babalu,
babalu aye. Maito no me,
mofori valeo,
bawalua ye,
iya omi, iya mile.
Akomado, asonyanya komado yombolo. Akomado, asonyanya komado yombolo. Nyanya komado, kwenye soko kwenye orisa sasa. Akomado, kwenye soko kwenye orisa sasa. Akomado.
Del cielo, que me cubre con su velo, y un par de muletas con las que no caigo al suelo, de 16 para 17 prendo vela y velo a Babalú, su luz, herencia de mis abuelos, el milagro se hace, pase lo que pase, si se obra con fe, todas las puertas se abren, fundamento y base, soy la prueba, hoy estoy de pie, gracias a una promesa de mi madre, cuida mis pasos como padre celoso, Babae, Baba Soroso, dame salud para celebrarte en gozo, sí, y aléjame a los perros rabiosos, por peligrosos senderos, tus hijos caminan, guardados por la esencia de tu presencia divina, se ilumina el mundo de los hombres, mientras un cajón y un canto de alabanza suenan en tu nombre.
Soñaña, comando y un bolo, ñaña.
soñaña comando yombulu. A comando, a soñaña comando yombulu.
Y ya mire.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. We just heard Tomas Diaz and the track Maitoname. And Tomas Diaz from the Miami area, Cuban artist doing some interesting stuff with psychedelic funk. That song was actually partially in the Yoruban language, and it featured guest vocals from the Cuban MC El Bay. He's an artist who's made quite a name for himself as well. Kind of cool collaboration right there. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow the Latin Alternative on Facebook at the Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin All. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by looking for The Latin Alternative on both Spotify or iTunes, or stream us at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, I understand you brought us back a lovely musical souvenir from Buenos Aires.
Yes, Josh. Now we're going to Argentina, and it's always a happy day when one of my favorite Argentinian bands, Los Besos, when they release a new album. I'm just really ecstatic. Copia Viva is the title of this new record. And of course, Los Besos being the brainchild of Paula Trama, singer-songwriter of extraordinary talent. She's a very busy lady because besides fronting Los Besos, she also has a duo called Susy Pirelli with the keyboardist of another great female-led band from Buenos Aires, Amor Elefante. And would you believe it that if you're in Buenos Aires, you can actually take songwriting lessons with Paula Trama, and I'm really waiting to go back and take a few. I can't believe that such a talented performer and sort of transcendental voice in Latin music right now actually delivers songwriting lessons as well. Well, in any case, here they are, Los Besos, with the brand new song, Telón.
Telón, telón, qué grande sos, detrás de vos, tanto soñé. Espejo, volver de la muerte. Tenía que romper otro espejo.
Hola, I'm Natalia Clavier, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with a set of songs by Argentinian singer-songwriters. We just heard Natalia Clavier from the album Trans with the song No Es Amor. It is not love. I really like Natalia's solo stuff. And I also love that she is a vocalist with the Thievery Corporation. She's done some great shows with them. Were you aware of this, Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. I've actually seen Natalia in action singing with Thievery Corporation. And, you know, I'm also very familiar with their solo work because I signed her to Nacional Records a couple years ago when I was vice president of the label. She's just a great performer. And, you know, I think we're overdue. It's been about 4 years since we had new music from her as a solo artist. And from the sounds of Buenos Aires by way of New York, being Natalia Clavier, we're going to hop back to Los Angeles and take a listen to Miguel. Miguel, one of the most popular R&B artists right now. I love Miguel. You know, one of my issues with contemporary R&B is the lack of actual instruments used in the music. You know, Miguel is the real deal. He's a great R&B singer. He's of dual African-American and Mexican heritage, and he's not shy about his Latin roots. In fact, he recently did a Spanish version of his hit single Banana Clip, and so I thought we'd give it a spin. Let's take a listen.
La pasión letal no va a matarnos. No, no, no puedo confiar, ya ves, nos encontramos. Tú y yo, los dos tocando el cielo. El amor sin control está. dando efecto.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
In this world, no one that I found.
This is the Latin Alternative, and we just heard the sounds of Charlie Baldonado with the song Jetstream. And Josh, regarding the song we just heard that I love, just wonderfully atmospheric, a little psychedelic with a beautiful melody, just so wistful and oblique. I have like a perfect music geek story for you. Do you remember the Los Angeles band from the 90s called Downy Mildew?
I do, actually.
Downy Mildew was one of my favorite bands in the 90s, and they had this record, Slow Sky, that I absolutely love. It's actually one of my favorite albums of the 90s. I wrote about the band back then. I used to go see them on the little clubs on the Sunset Strip. Somehow I thought that their live shows never quite captured the magic of their records. This was a band for me that really functioned well on record, within the safety and sophistication of a recording studio. And of course, me being me, throughout the years, I sort of wanted to know what happened to Downy Mildew. And I went to Facebook, as I tend to do, and I found Charlie Baldonado, the principal songwriter and one of the singers with Downy Mildew. And I asked him, hey, are you releasing, do you remember me? I interviewed you back in the day. Are you releasing any new music? And Charlie said, yes, I do remember you, which was amazing to me. And yes, I'm working on a new album. So a few months went by and I got an email from Charlie. Hey, this is my new album. And we just heard it. So in a way, the spirit of Downy Mildew is still back with Charlie Baldonado and Jetstream.
And from LA and the ashes of Downy Mildew, we're going to jump to Michigan. And people are like, what? Why? Why Michigan? And you know what? I chose a song by a Michigan hard rock band that has no Latinos whatsoever in the group. In fact, they're just kind of like hard edge rock. You know, if you're a fan of newer bands like Greta Van Fleet, I'm pretty sure you're going to dig this group called Wilson. So you may be wondering, why am I about to play a hard rockin' band from Michigan called Wilson on the Latin Alternative? And they had a song on their latest record that came across my Spotify running stunning mix of hard rock songs, and this tune, Spanish Coffee. Now, I'm not going to say this is the most enlightened song in the world, but it's just a nice piece of hard Latin rock. It's got a little bit of Spanish guitar going on, and I just thought it was cool. You know, one of my favorite Latin rock songs of the year came from four white guys out of Central Michigan. We're going to take a listen to Spanish Coffee by Wilson. This is off their recent album, Tasty Nasty.
I miss her when I blink, mom. She's the one I think of. Got everything and the kitchen sink.
She inside, girl. Gonna put that beauty on a pistol. I can't even lie, girl. You know my din din ding dun till I smash that dessert.
Oh my god.
Can't remember my name, but I feel the blood rushing to my main.
I was up in the club, sipping on the bubbles, popping the bubbles. Did she call me on my salad? Said I just made dinner, are you hungry?
I said, nah, I'm good, but I'll take some of that dessert.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back. Si la tormenta viene,
baila.
Y no te puede guarecerse,
muévelo.
Que el miedo no reine,
baila.
Ya viene el amanecer,
muévelo.
Si te deja tu mujer,
baila.
Y se te muere el perro,
muévelo.
No te deje vencer,
baila.
Busca un amor sincero,
muévelo.
Si te botan del trabajo,
baila.
Y no tiene que comerse,
muévelo.
Es solo un altibajo,
baila.
Nada tiene que temer,
muévelo.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Austin, Texas. We just heard the Latin funk psychedelic sounds of Superfónicos. That was their track Merecumbe. It's off their soon-to-be-released EP Suelta. If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, we hope you'll follow us on Facebook. You can look for The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream and subscribe to the weekly podcast edition of the show in both Spotify and iTunes, or stream us each week at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how about some Eddie Palmieri at his glorious best with a brand new album?
Well, you know, Ernesto, I always love anytime we have a chance to play Eddie's music on the show.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Eddie Palmieri is now 81. And believe it or not, this year he's releasing two albums. One upcoming record with Gilberto Santa Rosa and Germán Olivero on vocals. It's going to be like a tribute to his wife who passed away a few years ago. And it's all sort of new recordings. It's like a brand new album. But then he has also released this great record called Full Circle, and the sonics are absolutely sumptuous, Josh. And here he revisits some of the favorite pages of his songbook. So there's Azúcar de Dan Muñeca, Lindo Jambú, Oye Lo Que Te Conviene, which we played earlier in another show, Palocha Tambo, I mean, some great stuff. And the singer here is not, of course, Ismael Quintana, who was the favorite Eddie Palmieri singer back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, who passed away. But this sonero from New York, Germán Olivera, this New Yorican sonero, who's been singing with Palmieri for decades now. He's just amazing. And we're going to listen to Vámonos Pal Monte. This is a classic, I think, from 1971, with some nice social messages and some great rhythms. The original recording had Eddie's brother, Charlie Palmieri, playing the organ together with Eddie's piano. This is brand new, though, and I really love this version. Vámonos Pal Monte with Eddie Palmieri. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Me gusta más.
Con tanta guerra, tanta violencia, aquí yo alzo mi
sigue como va.
Ay, ¿qué será de mi Puerto Rico? Ay, bendito.
Vámonos pa'l monte. Pa'l monte pa' guarachar. Vámonos pa'l monte. El monte me gusta más.
I'm Josh Norick, and this is The Latin Alternative. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.